Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I am happy to welcome Jimmy Church. He is a radio and television host for the Game Changer Network and the History Channel and A&E Networks. He is also host of Fade to Black on the Game Changer Network and syndicated on KJCR, KGRA, iHeartRadio, TSL, TuneIn, and Spreaker from 2014 to 2020. He was a weekend and fill-in host on Coast to Coast AM with Premier Networks and iHeartRadio. Jimmy, welcome. How you doing?
On with it, Chris. Let's go. how you doing, man?
I am doing great, and I'm so happy to have you. Like I was telling you earlier, you were a huge influence for me to get started doing this, so it's an honor to have you on today.
Well, you know, and thank you for that. We all have our inspirations to get into this game, and I had mine, and thank you for that. That is really cool. Mine were a little bit stranger. I'm not that strange. it was some of the classic sports guys growing up that I was really, really into. And before that, even before, you know, yes, I got to host Coast to Coast for 6.5 years, just recently left. But even before Art Bell, there were other things that were going on in the 80s that really influenced me a lot. And we had things going on here in Los Angeles and things out of New York and also Las Vegas before Art. That had a tremendous effect on me. And then, of course, you know, Art comes along and lets everybody know that this is a perfectly normal and acceptable world to hang out in. And that was a big inspiration. Of course, I worked with Art for a couple of years and then went over to Coast and here I am today. So there you go. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's great. I started out listening Coast a long time ago and heard you there and been hooked ever since. And I can't wait to meet you this June in Laughlin. That's going to be such an awesome time. You're going to be doing two panels. Is that correct?
I'm doing two panels. I'm going to two different sorts of panels. One, the first one that we're doing midweek. And you can go to the website and check this out, everybody. But what we have got lined up there is a UFO secrets panel. Okay. And we've got, I think we've got Richard Dolan. We've got Danny Sheehan. We've got Sean Stone, Billy Carson, all on the same stage together. That is a huge, huge panel. And Sid Goldberg. And so there's six, if you include me, we are going to bring the secret stuff. And to do that at any conference is really cool. To do this at UFO MegaCon, we are absolutely not only bringing the best of the best and getting them together on the stage, but this is something that we haven't been able to do for the last year and a half, is have a live in-person conference. And to put this together for that audience, it's going to be something that's going to be talked about for a long time. I'm looking forward to it. The second panel, I love hosting panels. The second panel we're going to be doing centered on the paranormal, but I think we're going to do a general focus on different places where insane activity goes down, Skinwalker Ranch being one of them. And we're going to focus on that and different paranormal locations around the country. So I'm looking forward to that. And then sky watching. We're going to be doing some sky watching at this conference at a very cool location, not too far from the hotel, that is a historical site with petroglyphs and stuff. Right there, next to the hotel. It's a couple of miles away, but no light pollution. I'm going to bring all of my gear with me. I'm really into sky watches, and for some reason, it's always the location. It's the people. I would like to think I have something to influence here too, as well. That maybe I do, but I think it's about the vibe. And you project a positive vibe and you're there to have a good time. I don't want to meditate. you know, I don't want, oh, you know, no, no, we're there to see our alien ET brothers and sisters. And I always get everybody fired up, but things happen. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Not only for this event to go down on Friday night with the Skywatch. Skywatches are going on all week. But doing that Friday so I can turn around and come back on Fade to Black on Monday and go, it went down. it's like my favorite thing to do at all of these conferences is to go out and hang out with everybody all night and see the skies light up. I'm really looking forward to it, Chris.
Yeah, I was there last year. I was covering last year's conference, and I went to every night sky watch, and it was absolutely amazing. You're right. It's the vibe. It's the people you have there. And, you know, the vibe you put out there, it'll bring those guys to you. It's definitely awesome.
I love it. You get everybody screaming like it's a Fog Hat concert from 1977. And I'm really into it. And I feel that. And I don't joke around when I say this. I'm being very sincere. There's a conscious connection between what is happening in the sky and us on the ground. You can see it, you can feel it, you can witness it, and that confirmation for me is one of the coolest things to be able to do, because you hear people say, oh, come on, man, that's not real. You can't go out there and click a laser three times and watch a star light. Oh, yes, you can. And it does happen. They don't change. It's a satellite. No. I have seen incredible things happen. Now, sure, some things are, you know, airplanes are identifiable. They're terrestrial. It's a satellite. And I get that. Those are also fun to look at, too, by the way. Watching a satellite maybe change directions or position some national, you know, NRO reconnaissance security apparatus, because they do position, and you will see that happen from time to time. That's not what I'm talking about. It's something blue. It's something aquamarine or orange coming across the sky and do a zigzag pattern. Low altitude, when they wink, when they come by. I've seen some that have had, how do I say this, like a glowing white pearl, opalescent-like thing to it, where that, and it's a saucer shape, it's a disc. You're looking at it from underneath, but it changes colors. I've seen that happen a couple of times at low altitude. It just makes you wonder what is going on. You know, do these things appear? We'll be covering this all week at the conference for sure. But is it interdimensional? You know, is it something from a parallel world? Is it the multiverse? Is it something that just transforms in our reality? And not from a parallel world, not from a multiverse. Maybe it's demolecularizing, right? Putting itself back together. I don't know, but they certainly seem to appear and disappear. And I don't understand what's going on. I enjoy it. It's so much fun to do. It's, you know, it's like going to an amusement park. You're not necessarily expecting anything, and whatever ends up happening, we can't relate to it. You know what I mean? You can relate to an airplane. You can relate to a helicopter, the flashing lights, it's going by, the noise, the straight line. You see it all the time. You're used to it. When something else is there that is not us, it does something that you don't expect. You just can't relate to it. You can't figure it out. And that's the best part. Everybody hooping and hollering and then you get to leave sharing these great stories and memories. Ah, man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for UFO MegaCon. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it certainly is. And I'm glad you brought up the consciousness aspect of this, because for a long time, I've been hoping, you know, to see the nuts and bolts researchers come together with this consciousness crowd and, you know, get more answers, because that's the only way I believe that we're going to get more answers, especially in this field. We have to bring the experiencers in. We have to look at the consciousness side of it, the nuts and bolts. And that's what this, that's why this conference is so great, because that's what's going to happen. That's what happened at last year's conference. That's what's going to happen here. It just brings all the worlds together. And it's a great way for, you know, people in this community to come together and get education.
You know, the science side of things, and I certainly speak about this a lot. I'm going to have Avi Loeb from Harvard on the show on Monday. And it's one of the things that I enjoy doing the most is bringing in science, you know, these professors, these physicists, and speaking to them and steering the conversation. I will always get what I need out of a guest, man. I've been doing this for too long. And I'm bringing on these scientists and steering the conversation into consciousness, because they're not comfortable with it. And there are lots of unanswered and answered questions when it comes to physics and quantum physics and EM and electromagnetic and the forces and dark matter and all that stuff. Okay, all right, they have the math. And they are working towards it, and they're seeking answers. All right, I get that. The one thing, whether it's philosophy or science, the one thing that is still hanging out there where we know nothing is consciousness. That's it. Who are we? How am I able to speak and talk and think? You know, and you hear this presented all the time. Why can the two of us have questions and answers between? Why can we think? Why can we? You know what? I'm almost tired of it. But a physicist, a scientist, gets all uncomfortable because they can't measure it. They can't see it. They can't feel it. But they know they can think. They know they can laugh. They know they can ponder. They know they can wonder about things and invent things and write songs and paint and, you know, but they don't know why. I love it, man. They get all uncomfortable. Well, you know, and eventually this world of ours, this UFO megacon, awakened UFO conspiracy, fun loving, crazy group of people is going to run headfirst into science. And they're not going to have a choice in the matter. It's getting closer too. It's like, you know, it's starting to mesh. It's starting to mesh. The consciousness side, us, we don't care. We're waiting for it. You know, it's cool. We have no issues. The science side doesn't want it, right? And they think that we have issues with it when we don't, right? We love the science side. They think that there's this divide between philosophy and science and awakening in the consciousness community, and there's not. You know, we're just anxiously awaiting for us to all just party together and start to figure out these big questions. But the physicist out there, no. I often say, Chris, the most spiritual, the most conscious person in the world is the physicist that's about to crash in a plane. That guy is spiritual at that moment, man. Richard Dawkins, I'm sorry, man.
Yes,
I was wrong. I was wrong. So anyway, Sean Carroll. Yeah. Sean Carroll would be just have his rosary out, man. It would be fun. That would be so funny.
Yeah, that's right on the money right there. Man, I have one more question for you before you go. I'd like to know how you feel about the current disclosure that's going on in the mainstream and from our government and from certain sources, and why all of a sudden in 2020 and, you know, the couple of years, 2017 was the time.
Sure.
But, you know, for these past few years, why is this, it seems like an urgency kind of to speed up the slow drip disclosure. What do you think?
Yeah. There's certainly something to it, Chris. And I'll tell you why. It's obvious if you just kind of step back and look at the totality of everything, because it's not coming at us from one direction. It's not just the Pentagon. It's not the Nimitz and the Roosevelt and Dave Fravor and whatever. It's not just that. It is science. We just talked about that. It's science in the search for alien life and fast radio bursts and the exoplanet discoveries and tests and the James Webb telescope and how many habitable planets are in the Milky Way. And we got radio signals coming out of frigging Europa, right? It's like right now, Proxima B and Proxima Centauri. So we have the science side. We have the mass media, which right now won't let the subject go. There's something in the mass media every day, whether it's science and alien signals or flying toasters over San Diego. We've got all of that. We've got the Pentagon. We've got the task force report that is due for the Senate Intelligence Committee and Marco Rubio and all of that. So we have that. Then we have on the other side, all of the sightings and the confirmation and the things that are happening inside of the UFO community that is always there. And it's all happening at the same time. It's all coming. So that's where you go, wait a minute. You know, if it was just the Pentagon, okay, it's another day, right? If it was just science, okay, but it's all right now, all the time. Last Friday, we had the New Yorker magazine, we had the New York Post, and then later on that day, Tucker Carlson had Nick Pope on. So we had three huge bursts on a Friday of the UFO subject that was talked about all weekend. And then Monday rolls around, and we've got the DOD Inspector General launched an evaluation. Some are calling it an investigation, and that happened on May 3rd, earlier this week on Monday. Wow, right? What is going on? I don't know. If you just sit back and think, you know, for a moment how this is all happening all at the same time, there's got to be a reason why. If I was to speculate and if I was a betting man, My take is this. So that was a long ramble to answer your question to get to the real meat to the matter. But my opinion doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't. But I think they're trying to, when I say they, it's all of these things that are happening at the same time. It seems that they're trying to get out in front of something. I think there's something imminent that is out of the government's control, out of this planet's control, that is going to happen, and they've got to get everybody aware of ET, aliens, little green men right now. They've got to get everybody comfortable with the subject because something's about to happen, and we need to be prepared and ready for it, both emotionally, mentally, economically. You know, as a planet, we've got to come together. And if you go back, I suggest this to anybody that enjoys this subject. Go and read the Rama series, R-A-M-A, the Rama series of books from Arthur C. Clarke. And in that, especially from the first book and the second book too as well, because we had two visits, but the book is based on this. We started tracking a ship outside of our solar system approaching us and finding out through tracking that it was headed to Earth and it was slowing down. And it turned out to be massive, and it was this huge ship, and it took 2 years, 2 years, for this thing to slow down and get to Earth. So there was 2 years of preparation that happened there. And maybe we're in that kind of situation where something's being tracked. They're aware. Maybe ET is even, dude, okay, man, we're going to be there in 2025. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's some communication. But they're trying to get out in front of something that is going to happen. And it's kind of like Occam's razor, where the simplest answer is probably the correct one. You know, before we go off and think of anything else that's crazy and nuts, just maybe it's something like that, something very, very simple. They're trying to get out in front of something that they don't have control of, They need us all on the same page, and they need us not to freak out when it happens. And like I said, if I'm a betting man, that's where I go.
Yeah, it makes sense. You're right. And the simplest answer sometimes is it's the one. And man, we live in super fascinating times right now. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in Laughlin in June. It's going to be an amazing time.
I'll see you there, Chris. Thank you so much, everybody. June 6th through the 12th, live, in person, real people, 7-day UFO conference at the Aquarius Hotel and Casino right there in Laughlin, Nevada. The best, brightest, coolest speakers, different voices, you know, that are going to be there. And there's nothing better than hanging out. I normally do 10 to 12 conferences a year. We all know that didn't happen last year. It didn't. And the grass is always greener. When I was doing all of those conferences, I was like, man, whew, this is just too much with everything else, radio and television and movies and things. I just can't. And then you take it away from you, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, I need to get out of this studio, man. I need to go to a conference. And here we are. We're going to be doing it in, check this out, in less than 4 weeks, Chris. We're going to be breaking bread and having fun with everybody in Laughlin. I'll see you there.
Yep, it's going to be an amazing time. And thanks again for stopping by, Jimmy, and we will see you in Laughlin. This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is going to be the world's largest. It's going to feature over 35 scientists, researchers, and contactees, and they're going to present incredible new disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, half a week, or even by the day or session. And not only is there going to be over 35 amazing presentations, you get a Skywatch, meet and greets, you get film screenings, and you get to hang out with me. Go to their website, register now. It's LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com. Like I said, come hang out with me and over 35 of the most amazing people on the planet. Join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure, the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.